Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Betrayals by Lily St. Crow, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan and directed by Sarah Sarchin. The author begins with the quote from John le Carré, "Love is whatever you can still betray." And now, Betrayals.
Prologue. Windshield wipers struggled back and forth, clumped with snow. The mingled breath of three teenagers fought with a defroster. Thank God the truck was still running, even after they'd driven it through a wall. "So you're sending us somewhere you know there's a traitor." Graves's chin dipped even further, resting harder on the top of my head. I thought about all this, felt nothing but a faint, weary surprise. Kristoff sighed. "I've got friends at the Skola. They'll watch over her, just as I would. She'll be perfectly safe. And while she's there, she can help me find whoever's feeding information to Sergei. She's been drafted." Graves tensed. "What if she doesn't want to?" "Then you won't last a week out there on your own. If Ash doesn't find you, someone else will. The secret's out. If Sergei knows, other suckers know there's another Svetocha. They'll hunt her down and rip her heart out." The windshield wipers flicked on. "Drew, do you hear me? I'm sending you somewhere safe. And I'll be in touch."
"I think she hears you," Graves sighed. "What about her truck and all her stuff?"
"I'll make sure they get to the Skola, too. The important thing is to get her out of here before the sun goes down and Sergei can rise renewed. He's not dead, just driven into a dark hole and very angry."
"How are we going to..."
"Shut up." He didn't say it harshly or unkindly, but Graves did shut up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?